keys to fantasy football drafting. They don't teach you in books, or maybe they do. I don't read. Is how to evaluate and predict how the market will react to certain news events, certain stories. I talk about this sometimes in the podcast. I promise you this will be a different take on it because it's always a different take. There's always something different about it. In this case, I'm referring back to the second podcast I did on July, I think 24th, which was after Mike Williams announced his retirement. I waited a few, several days, and then checked the ADPs of Ladd McConkey and Trey Harris and Quentin Johnston. And I was curious to see, with Mike Williams being a potential minor impact player on that team, returning to the Chargers, having good chemistry with Justin Herbert, whether or not he could have an impact. And by having an impact, would that adversely impact Trey Harris and Quentin Johnston specifically? His retirement should, in my opinion, have improved the ADPs of Johnston and or Harris. That without Williams in the picture, the next up number four wide receiver would be a drop down, and therefore you would see a bump. It might be 10, 20 extra targets that those two guys are going to get. And of that, maybe they get 6 to 8 to 10 to 12 catches, and maybe that turns into 10, 14, 18 fantasy points. Whatever it is, it's a small bump, but it's a bump. And the ADPs should reflect that. But they didn't. What I found was that the ADP combination between Harris and Johnston was, I think, an improvement overall of one spot. I think they combined for 125 in terms of their joint ADPs before the news, and then many days after the news, they combined for 124. It was Trey Harris with a 54 ADP and Johnston with 70. I found that curious, and I talked about it in the podcast, and I thought, let's watch these two players, because if it stays around 120, the combination of these two after the Mike Williams retirement, that suggests to me that the market isn't learning anything from this process, that this news event should have impacted at least one of them, if not both, and therefore it creates a buying opportunity relative to what it was when Williams was not retired. So now Keenan Allen gets signed by the Chargers. That happened several days ago. And similarly, I am curious, what is the impact of that news event on the ADPs, not just for Allen, which is like the low-hanging fruit. Of course, he's going to get a bump over time with that because now he's landed somewhere. And so that immediately gets people's attention and people remember, oh yeah, Keenan Allen, oh, he's back with the Chargers. He has great chemistry with Justin Herbert. That could turn into something. Even if Keenan Allen is very post-prime, he could still get, what, 700 yards, 50 catches, 60 catches, something like that. Maybe on a down year, he would get you 550 yards and 40 catches, whatever it is. He's probably going to be the number two or number three receiver on that team, barring a monumental flop. And they paid him enough money to suggest that he won't be a flop, that he'll get his chances, and that he's still capable enough. That should impact his ADP, but it should also impact the ADPs of Harris and Johnston. That if Keenan Allen goes up in value, and his ADP improves dramatically, or even somewhat, we should see some kind of dip from Harris and or Johnston. And perhaps Ladd McConkey, who, by the way, I've believed is overvalued since the beginning of time. I was wrong last year. He dominated because he was the alpha. My view this year is that with Harris, the rookie, on the team, and now with Keenan Allen, there's no reason to draft McConkey as a top 12 wide receiver. I just don't see that as being realistic, given the fact that his target share will probably drop. That's another story. I'm not expecting McConkey's ADP to change that much, and I've already tagged him as overvalued, so there you go. I'm not going to draft him anywhere close to his ADP, but that leaves Harris, Johnston, and Allen. So about a week to a week and a half ago, the way these guys broke out, Keenan Allen had a 72 ADP. I had him as a pretty big, a moderate bargain then in the anticipation that he would land somewhere eventually. Now he's a much bigger bargain. Trey Harris, 54 ADP. So he had pretty much held steady. And then going down to Quentin Johnston, a 69 ADP. again, holding steady from his earlier 70. I found that kind of surprising, but not entirely, because again, a week to 10 days ago, Keenan Allen wasn't on the team, but it was interesting that in the Mike Williams retirement, over the last 2 weeks, there still hadn't been really any movement for Harris and Johnston, despite the new opening one or both of them had to put up decent numbers. Now that we've had some time to digest the Keenan Allen signing, if we go back to the ADPs and see where they are a week and a half later, something has emerged. Trey Harris is still a 54. Amazing. He is not budged. I don't understand it, and I'll get into that in a moment. Quentin Johnston has improved to 66. Also, really don't understand that. And Keenan Allen, in the days following the signing, enough days for this to impact ADP, is 73. That doesn't make any sense at all. It is, there's a randomization to it, where people are drafting not based on the news, but based on probably the news of other players, and that other players have leapfrogged guys like Allen, or Quentin Johnston has leapfrogged a few guys who haven't shown much in the preseason yet in terms of news items. And so therefore, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is down at 68. So yeah, people are forgetting about DeAndre Hopkins, probably for good reason. But that would be an easy jump for someone like Quentin Johnston, it seems, you know, who probably has the higher ceiling. But now with Keenan Allen in the picture, all bets are off. And so we have a market that has basically kept, over the last 3 to 3.5 weeks, Johnston almost constant, Harris almost constant, and Keenan Allen almost constant, even though so much has changed since then. Again, I don't think books really write about this, because it is very inside football. It is very, and I'm not saying that what I'm saying is, you know, unique or special. It's just, this is the way I like to observe this stuff, that I'm zooming in when everyone else is looking at, you know, what's the shiny stuff on TV. I'm really fascinated by, when is the market going to catch on that these three guys, something needs to move in among these three guys. And either Keenan Allen is way too undervalued, or Trey Harris is way overvalued. That's kind of where I'm coming from right now. And it's quite possible that Quentin Johnston is neutral or overvalued, as long as Allen doesn't flop. That's why right now in my rankings, if you're a subscriber, you know Allen now is the big bargain on the team. Allen is in my top 60, even though his ADP is 73. I don't see the reason to pass on Allen. Harris becomes more of a nervous pick, because he might not be the number two anymore. And that scares me, even though he's a talented rookie. And McConkey takes a hit further, as I pointed out. Doesn't matter for me. I was going to fade him regardless, even if he dropped 5 points in his wide receiver ADP. He's gradually dropping in my rankings as well. But he's still at 11, and that just doesn't make sense. I encourage you, as you see someone signed, or you see someone retire, or you see someone get knocked out for the season, put a bookmark on their ADPs of all the players who are directly impacted by that, and then check back in a week and see if the ADPs have shifted. If they have shifted based on where you think they should have shifted, then you understand that the market is basically thinking the way you're thinking. You don't have a competitive edge. But if the market has not reacted the way you think they should have reacted, you now have the competitive edge. You know something that ADPs don't, and you need to use that to your advantage when you draft. And that is why, for example, I gladly will take Keenan Allen after 60 wide receivers are off the board, because why the heck not? Very little to lose, and his ADP is so low that it's hard for him to get any lower unless he's out for 2/3 of the season. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me in the blog, in the community, on this podcast, as you are listening to now, on email. Sign up for anything you want. See you tomorrow.